Welcome back to your fifth video here on the Dial of Badass membership area. Again, I'm Joshua Pellissier. Of course, you know that by now. Today, I want to talk to you about some technique that I really think is brilliant, and it took me a long time to get it down. I've written about it in one of the bonus chapters on dating multiples. You may have read that. I'm sure if you saw it, you probably were drawn to it. I was drawn to the idea as well. But for me, I'm going to tell you a little bit of a backstory about how I got into being able to be polyamorous and sort of what my life's like now since I was able to do that. Well, I had a girl before I knew this stuff. I was sort of studying psychology on the side and got into a book called The Modern Gentleman, which I really highly recommend, that sort of showed me how to be, it was kind of teaching proper etiquette is what I thought, but really it was about how to be kind of a badass with people in general and being a leader and sort of the center of attention and the host of a party. And because I read that, I was able to tap into that power that I had to be a good host. So I was going through that, and while I was sort of at that stage of my life, I started trying out a few different techniques that I had learned in psychology class out in just regular conversation. And when I did that, I saw an amazing amount of success, and I was attracting lots of women. And I started attracting different kinds of women. You know, some women were sort of emotional, like artsy women. Some women were sort of more rough around the edges, kind of like tough girls. Some girls were really prissy, sort of high heels and short skirts kind of girls. And then some were professionals, things like that. So I started dating lots of different types of women, but really kind of casually. And I didn't really have a word for what I was doing, but I just did it, right? Well, eventually that kind of all blew up in my face, and people were a lot less comfortable dating me when they knew that I was dating other women, but they didn't really feel comfortable with it when they found out that I was dating so many or whatever, and it really caused a lot of problems. So I was dating one girl, and she sort of dropped this thing on me, and it really kind of like got me thinking. And we were sitting at a cafe. I'll always remember it. And we're sitting at a cafe, and she's talking about some other guy. She's like, "Oh yeah, I was blah blah," and I was talking to him, and she said something about making out with him, and I was like, "Why would you say that in front of me?" I was thinking this in my head, and I didn't say anything. And luckily, I just kind of put my foot in my mouth here and just stopped talking, you know. And she continued. She goes, "I'm polyamorous," and immediately my thought was, "Screw this! I don't want to be a part of this." I was like, "I'm not good enough for you." That's what I was thinking in my head. I'm not good enough. What's going on here, you know? So I was like, you know what, I'll just let her finish talking. So she kept talking, and she goes, I date lots of guys, and I sleep with lots of guys. Hope that doesn't bother you. And of course, in my head, I was like, yeah, that bothers me. You know, I don't really like that at all. But I said, you know what, something snapped in me, and I said, let me just try this out. So I was like, let me try telling someone else that I'm polyamorous. And I remember this, I'll never forget the first couple of times I tried it, kind of blew up in my face. I said, and I would meet a girl, and I'd be like, "Hey, blah, blah, we're talking," and I would say, "Hey, I'm polyamorous, by the way." She would go, "What do you mean you're polyamorous?" I sleep with lots of women. I kind of repeated what the girl said, and it just got this horrible recoil from women, like, "Ugh, really? Get away from me," you know? And I was like, "What is wrong? How come women can do this and guys can't?" And I didn't really understand that at the time. So I went through a lot of trial and error, and I must have said this to dozens of women, before finally I came across a way to say it that really just came out perfectly for me. And since I found out this way, I've said it to about 60 or 70 women, and only a couple of them didn't actually date me or sleep with me. So that's important for you to know. Then here's the script. I'm going to tell you exactly what I said, and it took me a long time to figure this out and kind of go back and forth to figure out exactly what wording worked and what wording didn't work, and to figure out which ones sort of made women recoil and how to say that in a way that still got the point across but didn't make them feel strange, because really I was being honest with them and I really wanted them to feel comfortable with me being honest. So here's what I said, and you might want to write this down. This is really, really gold stuff here. I said, I led them into the conversation. I didn't just drop it on them first. I said, usually I start talking about a past relationship, and I would say, "Why don't you tell me about your past relationship and kind of why it ended." So here's a good way to figure out whether or not they actually have a boyfriend currently. So I said, "Tell me about your past relationship and why it ended." And they start going off about the different things. A lot of really beautiful women have a problem with men being jealous around them. So jealousy was always a big issue, and I'd see that kind of a common theme. So after I let them talk and I listen and I go, that's really interesting because I haven't had those problems in a long time since I've sort of changed one thing about myself. And so I haven't had those problems. But it's interesting that you do, you know, I kind of feel for you. And then if they don't say anything else about it, and they don't kind of pry, like prod, I don't continue. I just drop it, pick it back up later on. I don't try to force it. Forcing a thread in rapport is one of the worst ways ever. Or forcing a thread in attraction, even. It's one of the worst ways ever to attract a woman. In fact, it kills the attraction because it seems like you're really needy and you need to get something out and you have to have it your way. So it really kills that attraction for women. So instead, but usually they sort of take it and they go, what do you mean by that? What's that thing? And I go, well, I'm polyamorous. Okay, this is where things get strange. And they get this kind of look on their face like, what does that mean? And then they usually say, what does that mean? Even though they probably know what that means by now, and most women knew when they asked me. And then I said, here's what I did. I used a technique, and everything in here is very carefully crafted. So if you're going to change something, make sure that you when you change it, you get it approved so I know that it's going to work as well. And you can change things by posting your new idea below, and I'll tell you what I think about it and tell you if it's going to work or not. So here's what I said. I said, well, poly means many, and amory means love or lovers. And basically means that I have many loves or many lovers or many girlfriends, and they all know about each other. And if they don't know, you know, if they're not into that and they're not okay with it, then I don't date them. So I tell them all up ahead of time, and if they're not okay with it, then I don't date them. And that's all I say. I just kind of stop right there. And after that, you know, the first thing that happens, and the reason why it's carefully crafted, and I say that is because their initial response is logical. And they don't care about what it means, you know, etymologically. Like, they don't care where the root word came from and that it's Latin-based or whatever. They don't care. They want to know what you mean, as in, they want to know, first off, are you cheating on lots of women? Are you thinking about cheating on a woman with me? And are you just sleeping around with a bunch of girls? And so after that, I get a whole slew of different questions that come in, a whole bunch of them. You can read more about them in the dating multiple section. But one in particular is I could never do that. That's one of the responses that I get. It's not a question, but I could never do that. And whenever I get the I could never do that kind of response, which I got several times, I never once said, oh, well, then you can't date me. You know, I didn't say that because it wasn't about them. Whenever they said I could never do that, they're kind of jumping from where we are now to assuming that I wanted to sleep with them or hook up with them or date them. Which is a great thing. That's a really good sign. That means that they were thinking about dating you and now they're not sure if they can. That's good. So what you do instead of sort of reacting to that, and what I do is I go, well, you know, if you met a guy that you're totally confident and comfortable with and you feel like he can actually handle being with multiple women at the same time, and not a lot of guys can, so I don't blame you for taking your time with this, but if you do find someone who's good enough and you think that this guy is really great, and he's confident enough to be able to handle it, I think you should try it out at least one time to see how you feel about it. Now, a lot of guys do it wrong, and I think that's kind of the bad rap that it gets. And you know, I'm really good at it. But and if you find another guy like me, then I definitely think that you should try it out. Now, here it's like there's so much NLP and really brilliant stuff going on in this sentence, in this statement, in this response, and it took me a long time to come up with this as well. So I would sort of remember it. And if you're going to tweak it again, post it below and I'll change it for you and tell you what would work and what wouldn't work. So once you've sort of said that, I get a few more of those kind of responses. Some of them say, I could never do that. Another is, are you sleeping with all these women? Which really means, are you using protection? That's really important. Another is, do they know each other? And they start getting really curious about it. And if you're not polyamorous yet, or if this is your first time, then you could say, my first response initially was, oh, I haven't really been dating anyone around here. I just sort of came out of a bunch of relationships and moved into a different phase of my life. So I'm sort of starting over from scratch now, which is great. So I don't have any girlfriends currently. And that tends to handle that process. I don't want to lie ever. I want to be very honest and open. And if I'm not dating anybody and I say I'm polyamorous and I have a lot of girlfriends, I want to let them know that I don't have any currently. So now in my life, I'm not polyamorous anymore, and my goal was never to be polyamorous long term. I know I get a lot of questions. One of the questions that I got was, did I ever want to be with one woman, or did I always want to be polyamorous? And the women would ask this to me, and I'd say, no, I'm looking for the right person for me. But if they're not perfect for me, and I'm not perfect for them, I don't really think we should be dating exclusively. Because what if they find the right person while they're dating me, and they can't go to that man and really meet them? I'll be keeping them from making that intense emotional connection and that finding the one that's for them. And I know I'm not that guy. But we can learn a lot from each other, and I really like them a lot, and they're really cool. But I'm just not that guy for them, and I'm very upfront and honest about that. You know, usually at this point, it's kind of cake and it's sort of over, and it works really, really well. So try it out. I know it's sort of a jump here, so if you get to the point where you are in a conversation with someone, I usually say it within the first 5 minutes of meeting them. Don't say it after you've already hooked up with them or after you're getting in a deep rapport and really getting this emotional transfer. I'd say it within the first 5 minutes or so, or 10 or 20 minutes of talking, and get it out there while you're still kind of lighthearted and fun. There's a lot of other body language things that go along with it. I'll talk about those some other time in the future. Until then, take care, and I'll see you in the next video.